Welcome to the Becoming Eva podcast, where we discuss real life issues from a woman's perspective.
Becoming Eva seeks to break the silence within the female community while fostering authenticity, transparency, and healing.
We're your hosts, LaToya Moore
and Maya Dawson.
Let's get started. Happy Saturday!
Hey, happy Saturday, BE community. Welcome, y'all. It is season 10. Like, we in them double digits, girl. We in them double digits.
Season 10. Woo. I'm so excited.
Wow. Wow.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. It is crazy. I mean, really thinking back to the fact of, like, we launched Becoming Eva 5 years ago. Like, 5 years ago.
It does, has it been 5 years for real?
5 years.
Wow.
It does not feel like it. I mean, hey, time flies when you're having fun.
Definitely does not feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We had a whole kid since we started.
Yep.
At the time, I had three kids. We had a whole Mason.
A whole Mason. He is a whole Mason. He really is. He is.
Oh, my goodness. And he's about to be four. Yep. So, yeah.
Yep.
5 years.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing. Wow. So cheers to season 10.
Yes.
Yes.
This is our diamond season.
There you go. I will take it. I will take it. So y'all, we're excited to be here. Excited to be back with y'all. Happy New Year. I hope that 2025 is treating you well. I hope that you had some amazing time with friends and family over the holidays, that you were able to get some rest in, some relaxation, like all the things, all the things. Yes. How about you, Toya? How are you doing?
I think I've been pretty good. Mm-hmm. You know, life is always life, and
yes,
of course.
Yes.
Whoo, career, school, children, finances, the house. It's just so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot of life happening, but I believe God is giving me grace to sustain. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if I think about like all the things that God has me doing, I'm like, whoa, that's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, I just get a glimpse and I'd be like, whoa, that's a lot. So yes, it is the grace of God for
yes.
real. Yeah, so we thank God for it. So y'all know we usually kick off the season with just the two of us.
Just the two
yes.
of us.
We can make it if we try, y'all. Okay. We kick it off so we can catch up, so we can get a vibe going,
yes.
so we can hear from y'all, see how y'all are doing, see what y'all want to talk about this season, and just, you know, catch up, you know? So we mentioned it's a new year, and there's a lot that has happened. So
a whole lot.
Shall we dive into what's trending and,
yes.
and catch up a little bit?
Let's catch up.
Okay, so we're going to call this first topic for what's trending, fire and ice, because literally that's what's going on in our country right now. You got fire over on the West Coast, and then in the Southeast, ice and snow. So we're going to start a little bit lighter and then we'll go deeper. So Atlanta had a snow day. We had a snow day, and it had been some years. Like, I was trying to remember how many years it's been. One of my coworkers said we had snow, I think, in 2022, and maybe in 2020. And then somebody else was like 2018. So I don't know, maybe the snow just like alternates every other year. But when do you last remember there being like snow like this?
It's been some years.
Yeah.
I know this was Mason's first snow.
And he's four.
And he's getting ready to turn four.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. When he woke up, he went from window to window to window to look at the snow. He was like, what is this?
Oh my God.
So I know it's been at least 3 years
yeah.
because that was his first time. And I feel like Mariah was probably a toddler
okay.
when she okay. first experienced snow. But it wasn't like as much as we had this time. Because
mm-hmm.
we got about 6 inches where we live. So it was
oh,
a
wow.
lot. It was nice.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yes.
I really did. the only time I miss snow is right around Christmas. Like, I want a white Christmas, you know? And this was that good snow. Like, this was that snow that you could have a good snowball fight with, you could build a snowman with. Like, it was, like, the right texture. It was pretty and fluffy. And it was here just long enough for us to be like, all right. We had our fun. On to the next. On to the next. So,
yes. We got out there, you know, we in Georgia, y'all. So we don't have like official sleds.
Official sleds.
We took the lids off of, hey, you know, like the storage containers.
Yep.
And our driveway in our front yard, there's like a huge incline hill. So, you know, we were sledding.
I am not
down
mad.
The hill. Like, the kids had so much fun. I had so much fun.
Yes.
I said, I know the neighbors are out there looking at me, but I was like, I don't care.
Girl, live your life. Have fun, girl.
Yes.
Make memories.
Yes. And we had a snowball fight.
Oh, yeah.
We built a couple of snowmen in the backyard. Ryan really got into it and was getting, like, shoes and and old shirts and stuff. I was like, okay, creativity. So he really got into it. And then we also had a snowball fight. And Mason was like, what is happening? And then eventually he, you know, he tried to throw some snow after he figured out like what we were doing.
Yes.
But it was fun. We had a really good time. And then our power went out, and then it was this is not fun anymore because it got cold. Our power was out for a few hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did it come back on later that day?
Later on that night.
Okay. Wow.
I mean, when I'm telling you, you got four kids and then your power goes out.
Yeah.
Ooh!
What were you playing games like? Making up games like light a candle, let's play light a candle, or let's play find a flashlight.
No, it was called let's have family nap time.
There you go.
Let's all get in the bed.
There you go.
And snuggle.
There you go.
But then that didn't last long because then they were like, I'm hungry. I want to eat. Can we eat something? Da-da-da-da-da. Like, it didn't work. Like, I was almost there and I was like, no. And Mason wasn't afraid. He was just like running through the house in the dark. And
he's fearless.
Yeah.
He's fearless.
I was like, he's not afraid. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He was trying to blow out the candles all over the place.
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing. Blowing out the candles. I mean, it's beautiful now that you know, well, I won't say beautiful now. It'll be beautiful as an adult when he's fearless.
Yeah.
And now it's probably like,
that's a little dangerous.
Yeah, you need to be careful. So I get it. Oh, so yeah, that was snow day in Atlanta. We made a snowman too. I forgot if we named him or not, but we made a snowman. And
I didn't see any photos.
I did not. You know what? I think I have it in my phone. I didn't post anything though. And then, I was on a call, trying to do a little bit of work. I mean, just a little bit, right? And my husband threw a snowball at the window. Freaked me out. I was literally in the middle of the call, like, so I had to get him back. So I had to, after that meeting was up, we had a good old fashioned snowball fight and had to, like, settle the score. But yeah, it was a good day. It was a very fun day. So yeah, meanwhile, while we're getting snow and then followed by ice, LA, man.
Yeah.
LA. There's a lot going on in LA, like literally acres of land, multiple houses. I think they have said that this is like the most expensive fire, that it's caused the most damage to date in that area, which is crazy. And so it was just a lot going on. Like, we've been in touch with people and just watching posts from people checking in that area to be like, you know, how are you? What's going on? Like, it's just a lot. I could not fathom being in a situation like that where, and in a lot of cases, these people are still working their day-to-day jobs, you know, and just kind of on high alert, like, okay, are we going to have to evacuate soon? Are we going to have to, like, what's going on with our stuff, you know, or those that have had to evacuate? Are we going to come back to a pile of ashes? Like, what is going on? And so just a lot, trying to figure out what to take, what to leave. I can't even imagine.
No. Like,
and you have family in that area. I do. How are your people doing?
So my brother and his family, they live out near that area. And I think the fire was about 30 miles away. Ooh. I was like, ooh, 30 miles. I mean, he's like, it's far away. It's far enough. I'm like, 30 miles don't sound very far.
Yeah.
So of course they were kind of on high alert and watching the news and things. But thankfully it did not get close enough to them where they had to evacuate, but he did have a lot of for other like friends that had to evacuate and move in essentially into like, you know, friends homes and different things. So I know it's been a very difficult time out there in California. It just makes me think about, you know, sometimes we get so focused on the materialistic world and like things and how it can just all be gone and like in a second. And so I think it's a reminder for me to not focus on the materials and accumulating stuff. Because, you know, you can't take anything with you anyway when you die, but I think our focus should be more on our relationship with God, relationship with other people, and what you're doing to impact the world. Because in the end, that's all that's going to matter. Absolutely. You can't take anything with you, and it can all be taken away from you in a second.
Yeah,
I was like, even those multi-million dollar beautiful homes,
beautiful,
gone.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they have like insurance and things, but it's still going to take time to rebuild, like, in some things they lost could be like, you know, family heirlooms and
priceless
photos and priceless things too. So I know a house can be replaced, but I know that that would be very, very hard.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure you already have been, but if you have not been praying for the city of LA, please pray for LA, pray for, it's in Pasadena, that area that, you know, is not too far from them. And just anybody that's been impacted by this, because it is a challenging time. It's been beautiful to see people come together and help and support one another. And so that's great. You know, people have definitely been donating and contributing, you know, but the prayer is that, of course, people would be safe. No more lives would be lost. But then also that people would be brought to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, like realizing tomorrow is not promised. You know, things are just things. And at the end of the day, you know, like what really matters in life, you know. And so really that people would gain an eternal perspective in the midst of all of this, too. So prayers for L.A., please, y'all, please. You have anything else for fire and ice before we move on?
Just pray for California.
Yeah. All right. The next thing we want to talk about in What's Trending is hookups and breakups. Okay. So we actually have a lot more hookups. So I'm going to focus on those and then like a breakup somewhere in the midst. Okay. Well, breakups somewhere in the midst. We'll just say that. So, so first and foremost, we're going to go Hollywood and then we're going to drill it on down. Okay. So Hollywood-wise, if you didn't know, Beth Zendaya and Tom Holland, aka Spider-Man and MJ, were dating. They're officially engaged. So, did you know they were dating? Because they kind of flew under the radar for years, like years.
No, but I think that's great though that they were able to keep it private.
Yeah.
And not, you know, with cameras and people and all of that. And then, bam.
Yes.
You know, we're engaged.
Yes.
And it's like, what?
Yeah.
I didn't know, like, you were dating. And
yes.
I think it's great.
It is. Very cute couple. I really like this couple. I mean, they both seem very grounded to me. They both seem like they're, you know, like they act their age, if that makes sense. I mean, in the midst of them being, like, superstars and blockbuster hits, you know, like creating blockbuster films and everything, like they are still like very grounded, very down to earth and very like young. I mean, both of them, I think, are in their 20s, if I'm not mistaken. They might be early 30s and Zendaya might be, I think, older than him. I could be wrong, but all that to say, met on the set of Spider-Man, and they, you know, played love interest on that in that series, at least in the newer installment. and have been going strong. I honestly feel like they've been dating at least 5 years. I could be wrong though. If y'all know, put it in the chat. But all that to say, they've been dating for a while.
Yes.
And like really just kind of keeping it cool, calm, collected. And then all of a sudden, like you said, she's on the red carpet, like, bam, here it is, bling, bling, bling. So really excited for them and just, yeah, wish them nothing but the best. So yes. Congrats to Tom Holland and Zendaya. Holla at your peeps on becoming Eva Zendaya. If you ever want to come through, we're here for you. Okay, girl. All right. Coming a little closer to home. Okay. Over the holidays, my husband and I, actually, I was scrolling on IG and saw this wedding picture of Emmanuel, aka The Truth, and Brie Babineaux. Okay. So first off, I was like, Is Emmanuel, isn't he already married? Like in my mind, that's literally what I was thinking. Isn't he already married? Brie Babineaux, I don't really know too much about, but I was really like baffled. Like I was like scrolling, like, wait, when did he get a divorce? What in the world? Because we were just at his album release party a couple years back. And, you know, he was talking about his family. And, you know, I think he has 2 children, too, if I'm not mistaken. So all that to say, I was like, when did this happen? And so not too long after that, he and his new wife, Brie Babineaux, were on this podcast called Dear Future Wifey. So I was like, okay, I got to hear this story because I was like, when did all of this happen? So, but long story short, both of them are newly divorced. They both divorced in 2023 and they started dating in 2024. And literally it was like this whirlwind romance where they started dating, got engaged and married all within a span of 7 months. Did they beat you?
They beat me. But I get it because, you know, when you date or court quickly and you get married, like people got all kind of like judgmental like comments and looks and remarks. So I understand the looks that y'all are probably getting, the questions, the sidebar conversations that are probably happening. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Of course, they're not going to talk about you to your face, but I'm sure there's a lot of sidebar conversations that are happening.
Okay, here's my thing, and you ain't lying because it was sidebar conversations with you and Ryan. And it was sidebar conversations with Emmanuel and Brie. Okay. I'm just gonna keep it a buck. So but the biggest difference between y'all two is forgive me if I'm missing something. Neither you or Ryan were married previously.
That's
right?
True. That's
so
true.
Okay, when you find them, when you know, when you find them, you find them. Better to marry than to burn. We know all of that. Okay. We know all of that. I was still trying to figure out when did this man get divorced? So I literally, if you haven't watched the episode, I encourage you to watch it because it helps to fill in some of the gaps. It really does. And to your point, you know, when you know, if you're in love, you're in love. And he, Emmanuel said he was very honest. He was like, I hated being single. He was like, marriage is beautiful and I hated being single. So I think he was like, look, when you know, and this is, I done found a good thing and I'm about to put it on lock. So kudos to them. Kudos to them. Congratulations to them. Yes. And honestly, prayers for them because really the blended family dynamic is no joke. You know what I'm saying? Like both of them have children from previous marriages. Both of them have been previously married. And so there's a lot of different dynamics in there. And you want to just make sure that God does a seamless builds a seamless tapestry and weaves everything together, which it sounds like he is, but at the same time, just, you know, continue to do the Lord's work there.
Yes.
And they talked too about why they kept things under the radar. Thankfully they did have a small community that, you know, was on the journey with them from, you know, start up until the altar. And they were, if you go to Emmanuel's timeline, you'll see the people in his wedding photos. Literally, he was saying that was his community. You know, Kirk Franklin, Sam Collier, Kenny Lattimore, Ja'Kalen Carr. Like, these are people that were in their inner circle, really holding them down. And so, thank God for accountability. Thank God for community. And yeah, congratulations. But that one, I ain't gonna lie, that one snuck up on me. I was like, wait a minute. I was like, I gotta do some research.
But if you listen to the podcast, mm-hmm. I do like how they talk about the difference between the privacy versus secrecy.
Yes, very
and
true.
So I was like, yes, I get that 100%. And kudos, you don't have to put everything out there on social media.
You should
for the world to see.
Yeah.
And they were just kind of talking about like how some people put like their day-to-day stuff on social media all the time. And I don't know, Ryan and I, we do try to keep things private.
Yeah.
And some things we'll post on, like, you know, milestone birthdays, maybe holidays, maybe like we don't post all the time. We don't put our kids on social media all the time. Like we do sometimes, but not like a day-to-day, like, we don't vent and put all our issues and drama out there.
You got to be wise about that stuff for real. So I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you. But I did have some questions. I ain't going to lie. So, okay. So that's our second one. And then finally, and these, I'm excited about this couple because we're actually hopefully going to have them on the show soon. So Kelly Cole, father of Aaron Cole, recording artist. And so he's a friend of Track Stars. We made him honorary friend of Becoming Eva, I'm just going to say. But and so he and his wife remarried. So you may or may not know the whole story, but he's very transparent. And Aaron Cole, his son, is too. But basically, they were teenage parents. So they had Aaron Cole at a super young age, and they were married at a super young age. And I don't know how many years ago it was, but they ended up getting a divorce. So I'm going to say maybe 3 to 5 years that they were divorced. And 7 months ago or sometime last year, remarried. So they actually are in the process of launching a podcast to really share their testimony, their story. And I'm just super excited. And so as soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, we got to have them on. We got to have them on. So hopefully we will hear directly from them about their story. So you got a lot of, like I said, a lot of hookups and breakups kind of intertwined in there. But I love a great story of reconciliation. And
yes.
So congratulations to Kelly and Natasha Cole. And we're excited about having you on the show.
Yes.
Anything else for hookups and breakups?
Nope.
All right. All right. Third thing for what's trending, as we mentioned, it is the top of the year. And so, you know, I want to hear y'all's thoughts on, like, do you do New Year's resolutions? Do you set goals? Like, how do you approach the new year? Like, I feel like I've kind of done a cycle. I won't say I've done New Year's resolutions, but I have set goals for the year. I mean, I'm a pretty intense planner, but this year in particular, I was like, I really want to step back and just kind of lay my plans and goals and desires before the Lord, before I even say, okay, this is what I want to focus on, or this is what I want to do. And so I guess it's a two-part question. Like, do you have goals or do you have resolutions? Why or why not?
I used to do New Year's resolutions, but now I just set goals.
Okay. Okay.
Yearly goals. And I just keep it top of mind. And I feel like it's a yearly thing. Like,
yeah.
I maybe like quarterly, like, okay, this quarter, like when I was writing a book, this quarter, I'm going to try to finish this amount of chapters.
Yep.
Next quarter, I'm going to work on the title, or next quarter, I'm going to find an editor. Like, I try to set yearly goals, and I kind of divide it up into quarters.
That makes sense.
Just so that I'm holding myself accountable and I have like a end date and I can check in to see like where I am with my goals that I've set. Yeah. So I feel like it's more of like a ongoing thing because some of my goals can take more than 1 year.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. And I totally agree with you on the quarterly piece. I feel like quarters are less intimidating because if you say, okay, by the end of this month, by the end of that month, by the end of that month, and here's the reality of it. Some months are going to be busier than others, you know? And so you want to be realistic when you're setting goals. You really want to make sure that it's something that's attainable. And so I do the quarters as well. And honestly, too, usually quarters Q2 and Q3 are the heaviest for me, or tend to be the most productive for me. I will say that because Q1, I'm spending a lot of time just, you know, in prayer, trying to gain clarity, trying to gain insight, and then I'm planning. And so literally by the time I've gotten through seeking the Lord and kind of putting somewhat of a plan in place, it's like February or March. So Q1 is almost over, you know? So I really try to hone in on being most productive during Q2 and Q3. And then by the time we get to Q4, you got the holidays. Mm-hmm. And so you want to give yourself grace then too, because like I would say maybe the last decade, I really tried to be super intentional about slowing down around the holidays, because I hate like just going full speed ahead through to the end of the year. You get to the beginning of the year, you look up and you like, I didn't rest. I'm tired. And it's all about to start over again.
Yeah.
Like that is so depressing. I'm just saying, it's depressing.
And then it's like the way that I have to break up my life. I'm like, okay, it's Mason's birthday, February.
Yep.
Then it's Ryla's.
Yep.
Then it's Mariah, myself, yep. Ryan's mom,
yep.
Ryan's birthday. It's like all the summer yes. stuff, all the summer birthdays, vacations. And then Layla is in August.
Yep.
And like, it's a lot.
And this one, she go all out for the birthday. So each birthday is like a production. It is. And I still am trying to figure out, you do it every year. Like I have like for our nephews, I feel like I'm gonna follow this model. They'll kind of do like odd numbers where yeah. it's like bigger birthdays and then family ones for like
the yeah, that's how we do it.
Okay. It still be feeling like a production.
Well, the family birthdays, we still like to decorate for them. So maybe that's why it feels like a production.
Yes.
And then the other year, we allow them to invite friends.
Got it. Okay.
But it's still like, we still decorate.
Okay.
Because
okay.
they're like, oh, I want this kind of theme. Even yes. though it's family.
Yes.
I still, you know, put up a little decoration, theme cake, you know, amazing. Stuff like that.
That's all I can say. Amazing. Amazing.
But they may not be able to invite like friends.
Yeah.
But then the next year.
The sheer creativity of it all. I'm like, and you do this 4 times every year. And that's just for the children. Like, yeah. like, forget if you want to do something nice for your husband or your mother-in-law, whoever. Like, what in the world? God bless you. That's all I can say. So, yeah, I see how you would, like, focus in thinking on the birthday. Yeah. We kind of think about holidays because, like, of course... And honestly, I think that's what kind of helps me to have stuff to look forward to, too. So, like, I think about January, I'm just like, okay, we're fasting, it's cold, and there's nothing to look forward to. that's really how I feel. I don't even get MLK off. I'm just like, oh, my gosh. Like,
I didn't even get it off.
No, ma'am. So, we just kind of plow through it, right? And so... January. And I mean, I try to lean in. I'm like, okay, I'm going to hear from the Lord. Hallelujah. Then February, I'm like, okay, I can perk up a little bit. Valentine's Day, Super Bowl, whatever, Grammys, whatever. I can perk up a little bit. Our anniversary's in March. My birthday's in April. And then by the time like spring gets here, like spring is like my jam, you know, I'm like, woo, spring, summer, blah, blah, blah. So I'm good. I usually start feeling a little sad when it starts to get cold because I'm not a fall person. I mean, it's pretty, but you know, then I'm like, okay, well, the holidays are coming. So, but all that to say, it's like a slow brew for me. Like it takes a minute for me to kind of ramp up. So, but all that to say, when you're planning your goals, it is easier probably to look at quarters.
Yeah.
I would say quarters. Other tips. What are some areas in which you plan your goals?
Oh, yeah. So definitely health and wellness. That's a major goal.
Huge.
I feel like that has been ongoing for me through my weight loss journey and eating healthier.
Mm-hmm.
And then even when we're fasting at different times of the year, I think that's helpful. Exercising.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like my activities increase every year. So now I have a walking pad. Mm-hmm. Ryan got me a walking pad for Christmas.
Okay, and so, how does that work? Like, what are those?
So in my office, I have a desk that can go up and down.
Yes, perfect.
And so the walking pad, I can pull it underneath my desk.
Okay.
And then raise my desk up. And so since I work from home, I'm on the computer a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm able to walk and work.
So it's not a is it like a treadmill?
It's kind of like, you know, at the airport, those
little escalators,
like not the escalators, but the where you either can walk like regular walk or walk on like the
thing. The moving walkway.
The moving walkway. Kind of like a moving walkway, but the size of a small treadmill.
Perfect. Perfect.
And so I work and walk.
There you go.
I'm doing like 4.5 miles almost every day when I'm walking.
That's
like
amazing.
When I'm working.
Yeah.
And then when I'm in meetings, and because sometimes I'm like, we just gonna sit here in a meeting? Like, you don't want us working on stuff. You want us just listening. And so I use those opportunities. Let me walk while I'm listening, because I'm not talking. I'm not doing emails. Like, you know, let me just get some exercise. And so I do that. I'm incorporating weights in the morning, because before I get started with like walking and work, I like to like lift weights. And do those kind of exercises, like functional strength exercises. So I get a good maybe 45 minutes of that kind of working out during like a regular work week, and then I always incorporate walking now in my work day, and I don't have to go outside when it's cold. Like I'm getting my steps in.
That's
I'm walking
really good.
And so I think health for me, health and wellness, making sure I'm eating right is huge. And I feel like as I'm getting older, like it's very, very important to really be mindful of my health. So that's one way that I break it up. And I feel like every year I try to keep like upping it and to increase. Okay, last year, you know, I did a lot of walking outside. I did a lot of dancing. Okay, this year I'm incorporating more weights and more walking consistently.
Good.
So like that's the way that I kind of do like the health and wellness.
Okay, run that back. You dancing? You taking dance classes?
No.
I was like, wait now.
Dance? Okay. So I did. I used to do like dance workouts.
Oh, okay. In the morning. Okay. Got it. Got it.
I had this YouTube playlist.
Okay.
Do that a little bit, but I'm more so focused on the weightlifting aspect as opposed to the cardio, since I'm doing more of the walking now. So I'm like, okay, maybe not dance as much now that I'm walking. So I was doing a lot of like Latin type of dance, and then I would do some weights while I'm dancing too. But yeah, that's why that was my focus last year. It's like just get moving.
I love it. I love it. So health and wellness. Any other categories?
Career. And so I think that changes too. For me, my focus this year is my tier two leadership program. And so, and it's a specialist degree as well. So that is my, that's looped into like career. So I did my tier one, you know, I got my certification. And so now I'm in tier two, which will give me the credentials to become a principal someday. When and if that happens. And so currently I can, I have the credentials to be an assistant principal. I have not quite gotten that promotion yet, but I know that hopefully it's in the works. Sometime in the future. So I just want to make sure I have my credentials taken care of first, so that as I continue to get these different roles and promotions, I have the credentials out the way and I'm not like working a stressful job and trying to go to school and have four kids. So to me, it makes sense to get the schooling out the way just so I have the credentials. And then when the season is right, I can just focus on the job. So.
Do you, so do you desire, I know you desire to be a principal. Do you desire to like progress, like to like superintendent? Like what do you ultimately see yourself like?
Yes. So I never want to put any limits on myself. And so
I'm just saying we know clearly based on your schedule.
I never want to put
don't put limits.
I don't put limits. I feel like everyone should never put like don't limit yourself. And so to me, once I become a principal, and I'm just gonna speak it into existence. Once I become a principal and I get those years of experience, mm-hmm. then yes, a superintendent is definitely yes. an option.
Yeah.
Now, who's to say, you know, I may be in a season of my life where I can do that type of
absolutely.
Job.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to get my doctorate even mm-hmm. after my tier two. I'm going to just
go ahead, Toya.
I'm going to get it all.
Do the thing. Do the thing.
And so if that's the path that God has for me, mm-hmm. then I want to have the credentials taken care of. So
yeah.
no one can say, oh, well, you're not highly qualified mm-hmm. because you don't have X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. I want to be highly qualified with my credentials. Mm. I also want to have my years of experience.
Speak.
So
speak.
That's like,
yeah,
you know, that's the game plan in my mind. Not yeah. saying I want to be a superintendent, but mm-hmm. if God calls me to that pathway, yeah. I want to make sure I have all the experience yeah. and credentials yeah. and all that stuff. So
that's good. That's very good. So health and wellness, career, any other categories for you?
Finances, I think, is huge.
That is
I think
one.
We do kind of like a goal collectively mm-hmm. as a couple mm-hmm. of like savings mm-hmm. and budget and
yeah.
what are our big expenses yeah. for the year. I think, you know, that's been an area of struggle for mm-hmm. us where we are now, but I feel like God has been speaking to us in this season that we've Amen. Been in, and we've been in this season for quite a while mm-hmm. and it's difficult yeah. to really plan and budget and save mm-hmm. when, you know, it's just one for sure income yeah. that you have coming yeah. in and a variable income for the other one. So yeah. that part has been very hard. We've been mm-hmm. learning how to really trust God
Amen.
And really have yeah. faith and listen to God mm-hmm. in this season that we've been in. Mm-hmm. So we do typically like to use that as one of our categories for goal setting. Mm-hmm. I'll say this year that hasn't been the top up there
oh,
right
yeah,
now
yeah.
because of where we are
yeah.
in our life.
Yeah, yeah. No, those are great categories. I mean, financially, that's a huge one for, I think you heard me mention, I think it was last season or the season before, that we are on this journey to debt repayment. And so God has been faithful. Like he really has. And I totally get what you're saying where you are trying to figure out, okay, how do we budget according to like, what's a realistic income to budget according to. And we honestly have been budgeting based on one income so that everything else that comes in can go towards, you know, if it's savings, if it's killing debt, you know, if it's vacations, if it's, you know, gifts or whatever, like, but really trying to make sure that we can live off of one income and then everything else that's extra is like we could allocate towards our nice to haves or our, you know, wants versus needs. And so, yeah, that financial journey is no joke. But I will say this, God definitely honors you and your spouse when you work to be on the same page. Like I have seen him just move miraculously in our finances because we've committed to walking this thing out together and not being like, okay, you do your thing, I do my thing. Like really like, okay, we're going to do this thing together. And, you know, if we need to make any changes or pivots, we're going to make sure we're in agreement on what those changes or pivots are. You know, we're going to make sure we're in an agreement on what sacrifices we might need to make. We're going to come back each month and hold ourselves accountable and say, okay, did we really stick to the budget? Do we need to make any changes based on what we did or didn't do? Like really, really being faithful and walking that out. And it's just been amazing to see God move, you know, in our finances, giving us increases that we, you know, certainly were not expecting, but then also in our marriage. Like, I feel like the level of intimacy between me and Chris has just like increased because we're in sync. We're on the same page. And so I'm super, super grateful for it. It's challenging, definitely challenging, but I know God is like honoring our efforts and multiplying our efforts. So definitely finances, I would say, for us too. And I kind of broke it out. Like definitely physical, like what you were talking about, health and wellness. If there's a certain weight goal I have or a certain amount of time or days that I want to move each week, I started running maybe like a year and a half ago. And so trying to increase my time, like length of time, but then also improve my time based on whatever distance, things of that nature, and just moving more. Regarding diet and exercise, there are certain supplements that we have been trying to integrate into our diet on a consistent basis, as we both, you know, have either family histories or just personal histories of, you know, Chris deals with asthma, I'm a cancer survivor. So we're constantly trying to find different natural supplements that we can incorporate into our diet. So that's been a godsend, honestly, because I've literally seen our blood work results like shift based on things that we've been adding into our diet. I've been sleeping better and just feeling better overall, you know, looking at immune builders, looking at anti-inflammatories, looking at antioxidants, like a lot of great, great different supplements and things that we've been trying. I'll mention just a couple if anybody's interested. And most people know about like turmeric and ginger. Those are huge. But then also black seed oil is something, and not flax, not with an F, but black, like the color, black seed oil has been a game changer for me personally. And I have started drinking soursop tea, which has also been a game changer for me personally. We've also been using something called sea moss, which we put in our smoothies. And then other like teas, like moringa tea, trying to think, I feel like there are a couple other things I might be missing, but just some different supplements that we personally have been integrating based on our own family histories and personal histories. I'm not a doctor, so I'm not saying definitely take this. I don't know what anybody's dealing with, but I do challenge you to do research regarding your own situation and figure out if there's some things that you can incorporate into your diet to really naturally address any health challenges you may be dealing with. I'm not telling you to get off your medication either. I'm saying these are some things to incorporate, you know, pray about, talk about, think about, and, you know, from there, see what the Lord wants to do. You know, I mean, I think the goal is for us to be off of medication, but at the same time, everybody's situation is different. And so that's why I'm like, pray and see what God wants to do there. But I wanted to drop that nugget. Other areas that I have set goals in, I kind of think like mental, spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, social, financial. And so like spiritual, if there's a, if I want to read the Bible in a year, or if I want to spend a certain amount of time with God, or if I'm just trusting and believing for certain areas, you know, that's definitely an area that I kind of set goals in as far as really being intentional with God. Mental could be career. It could just be, I want to read more. Like I'm really trying to be intentional about reading more, or if I'm working on a certification or a test or whatever. Emotional, it could really just be making sure if I need to do therapy consistently, or making sure that I have people that I can just have a sounding board, but like really making sure that I'm taking care of myself from an emotional place. Social, I have found that I can be like kind of a homebody / hermit. And I really need to be intentional about connecting with people. Like, especially during the holidays, I was intentional about connecting with people that I had not connected with in a long time, and trying to be intentional about connecting with them more frequently. If it's quarterly, you know, like saying, hey, okay, let's get together, you know, or can you hold me accountable in this area? Let's write together, let's work together, what have you. That's another area that kind of goes with, and I honestly might be more creatively, but trying to write more consistently. And so just different areas based on whatever I feel like God is calling me to do. And then to your point, kind of splitting it up quarterly. So just some thoughts, some ideas, y'all. I know we can kind of go on and on about goal setting, but just want to challenge and encourage you to like be intentional about setting goals and laying them before God, you know, to really see what he wants you to focus on, instead of just coming out the gate saying, hey, here's what I want to do. God bless it. like really laying out before God and seeing what he wants you to focus on. And then from there, asking him to help you put together a strategy. So
what do you use black tea oil? Like, how do you use that?
I literally take like a teaspoon of it. It does not taste good. I'm not going to lie. It does not taste good, but
you can't
literally, you can put it in stuff, but to me, it taints whatever you put it in.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, it almost is like, it's almost like eating perfume. It doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to me now. I mean, Chris has put it in his smoothie. I just, and then I chase it. And then I chase it with something good. You know what I mean? Like, I just, you know, I might take the teaspoon and then just drink my smoothie right after so I can just kind of get it out. And it kind of too, like, I've heard people say this with like wheatgrass, where like the more toxins that are in your body, the worse it tastes, because it's almost like your body's rejecting it, because some days it's more tolerable than others. And that's kind of how I know if I've been eating crazy or not. But yeah, it's definitely been a game changer for me.
Okay. Yeah. Black seed oil.
Yes.
Is there like a brand that you get?
You can get, well, just cold pressed. Make sure it's cold pressed and like 100%. But I mean, we've gotten it from like Sprouts. At first, I think we were getting it online. You can get the capsules too, if you're like, but the actual liquid is to me more potent. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So yeah, but yeah, Sprouts, Whole Foods, okay. Could probably, you know, but I think Sprouts is probably most reasonable if you have that in y'all's area. And Sprouts, y'all need to cut me a check because I'm saying y'all's name. But anyway, so yes, but health and wellness is a big one for me. So just, yeah, we fighting for our life over here. That's all I'm saying. So we are fighting for our life. So goal setting is huge. If y'all have any other thoughts or suggestions on that, feel free to put it in the chat. But yeah, you have anything else on goal setting?
No.
All right. Well, let's get into top picks. Okay. Like, is there anything that you're doing, reading, watching, consuming that you want to recommend to the BE community?
I want to shout out my brother,
Ron McCants,
on his TV series called Cross. Mm. If you have not checked it out, it is on Prime in November. It was like number one for a while. Yes. So it's a great TV show. A little dark, you know.
And it's disclaimer. Based on Alex Cross, right?
Yeah.
The movie Alex Cross, but yeah. It's a series.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. My brother was the story editor.
Woo!
And so...
That's so cool.
A lot of the scenes, I was like, that's so my brother. I know.
Really?
because when we grew up, he was into all the like the crazy like Hannibal mm-hmm. Lecter mm-hmm. and the Silence of the Lamb. Mm-hmm. Like he liked that stuff.
Yeah.
And so I was like, ooh, did you watch it?
I have not watched it yet. I have
not.
I've heard that it's good though.
Spoilers,
it's on my list.
But, yes, it's amazing. So I did watch the TV series Cross.
Mm-hmm.
One that we just started watching together on Prime is called, I think it's called On Call.
Okay.
It's like a police type of show. Mm-hmm. And I think it takes place in like California.
Okay.
Or it's set in California. And so that has been a really good TV show as well. Very entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
As far as listening to, now I'm into the Dear Future Wifey podcast.
Yeah, I did watch a couple episodes after that too. Yeah, because he's had some good couples on there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So reading, I've been reading this devotional called New Beginnings in addition to my Bible. Of course, reading them both together during my quiet time. And so I really want this time, like I've read the Bible a few times, but I really want to make sure I'm able to really hear what God is saying to me.
Amen.
Out of the scriptures.
Amen.
And so I'm being more intentional and not just like reading it because I've read it several times, but really trying to dig in deep. I got a study Bible for Christmas this year.
Amen.
It's really good. And it kind of breaks down the scriptures, the people, the timeline.
Love
and it's
it.
Just like
Yeah.
It's a really good study Bible. Mm-hmm. So I've been taking my time going through, starting from the very beginning, Genesis, and it has really been speaking to me and in like the season that I'm in, mm-hmm. things that I'm going through, in addition to the devotional that I've been doing mm-hmm. as well. So that's what I've been reading besides the stuff that I have to read for my tier two mm-hmm. school program. On like ethics and morals and, you know, yeah. that stuff is important too, but I wouldn't say like, you know, yeah. Woo. Yay, I'm excited to read about ethics and moralities and the foundation of school and the purpose of school. Those are things that I've been reading. What about you?
Oh, wow. A couple things. I have not been watching television and movies. I'm fasting television movies right now. Honestly, to me, that's harder than fasting the food at times because it's just such a filler for me. And because of just like, I'm a creative, I'm an artist, I like to write stuff. So I usually am like researching and kind of playing off of the way people do certain things as well. But it's actually helped kind of give me like a palate, be like a palate cleanser and really helping me, you know, foster my own creativity and really tap into God's creativity. So I haven't really been watching anything. I will say I'm definitely going to plug the Word of God, really studying, researching, meditating on the Word of God, like now more than ever. You know, I'm also going to plug fasting. I think fasting is something that we don't do enough of. And the Word of God is very clear when it's like saying when you fast, not if, but when you fast, meaning God expects it to be a part of our lives. And so that also is kind of one of the goals that we've incorporated where we want to actively fast more throughout the year and not just at the beginning. And really because, and the Word again says, some things only come by prayer and fasting. And so there are just certain things that we're believing God for. There's certain breakthroughs that we are expectant regarding. And it's like, God, I feel like, is requiring us to go to another level in our time with Him and our devotion to Him. So I definitely want to plug fasting, whatever that looks like for you. Mm-hmm. If it's fasting food, if it's fasting social media, if it's fasting television, if it's fasting music or movies or whatever. So one of my small group members was fasting spending, which I'm like, that's pretty dope. Because I mean, if you find yourself like chronically shopping or always on Amazon, that might be something where you're like, okay, I'm not doing any extra spending this month. I'm only buying groceries or whatever, or I'm buying like certain days of the month. I know that's something that we try to do where we literally will fill up our online carts, even for groceries, over like a 2-week period and then hit send or hit spend, purchase or whatever, like once or twice a month so that we're not constantly going here or constantly doing that or whatever. So that's a great thing just for budgeting in general. But if you need to fast spending, you know, a couple of other things that people fast, but you know what you need to fast in order to draw closer to God and really hear Him clearly. So definitely want to plug that. And then one book that I have been reading during this year, it's called The Bait of Satan, and it is by John Bevere. And
his books are always good.
They're excellent, girl. But this one's hard, I'm not gonna lie. So a friend of mine gave me this book 5 years ago. I started reading it and I was like, I can't finish it. I can't do it.
Why?
Because I was convicted and it was hard. It's basically, long story short, it's about offense. And it's about
offense.
Ooh. It is about offense and how the importance of, you know, being set free from offense. Because if we don't forgive, if we don't release any bitterness or anger or jealousy or whatever that we have been harboring, then, you know, God's gonna hold us accountable. Like He literally says, if you forgive those, then I'll forgive you. If you forgive others, then I'll forgive you. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, literally, it's about letting those people go, letting those things go, letting those situations go. And I ain't gonna lie, it's hard. It is very hard. And I'd be like, well, God, why you give me such a good memory? Why you make, I'm so petty at times too. I'm like, oh, you ain't calling me back or you ain't responding. It doesn't even have to be like big stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, you abandoned me or you broke my heart. But like, literally, I keep a running tab at times, and God is like, I need you to let it go, sugar. I need you to give people grace, because I give you grace all the time. I need you to give people grace. And so when I tell you it has been convicting, it has been convicting. But God, I was like, I'm committed. I was like, I'm going to finish it. And so I actually started from the beginning, because girl, it had been, I didn't realize it was 2020 that I first picked it up. I was like, it's 2025 now. Yeah. So I was like, I don't even remember what I read. I just knew I couldn't finish it. So I literally started from the beginning and have been doing that devotional as well. There's a devotional that is a companion to it, like a 30-day devotional. So I've been reading a chapter a day and then doing the devotional and just really trying to walk out the steps and really praying, because God has been bringing people to my mind. He's been bringing situations to my mind where he's like, I need you to let it go. And I'm like, God, okay, like, help me, show me. And they give you very practical tips and tools as well on how to do that. Cause literally I'd be reading it like, okay, I just don't know how. Or I tried and I thought I did, but I didn't forgive them, you know, like real, real stuff. And so I highly recommend it. It will set you free. It really will. If you commit to the Holy Spirit coming and showing you and revealing to you what you need to do and who you need to address and how you need to address it, it will set you free. And so that's my top pick as well. The Bait of Satan by John Bevere.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think Satan. That's it. It's a good one though. So yeah.
Yes. And we want to hear from you guys this season. So remember to DM us, put a message in any of our platforms, please. A comment, just letting us know what you guys want to hear about, who you want to hear from.
Yeah.
Like any guests you guys want to have on Becoming Eva this season, let us know.
We're here for you. So
yes.
Let us know. And then we're going to be actually kicking off, you know, we talk about love and relationships for the month of February. So be on the lookout for that, because we're definitely going to, you know, we're going to hook it up and get it popping, talking about some love, relationships, dating, marriage, hookups, breakups, all of that. Okay.
Yes.
So come on back and be here for it.
Get your merch.
Yes,
at becomingevatoday.com. We have lots of merch, water bottles, mugs, shirts, totes, dresses, hats,
bibs, onesies,
all kinds of things.
Slides. Yes. All the good stuff.
Yes. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Becoming Eva Today. We'll see you guys soon.
Bye, y'all.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Click subscribe on YouTube and subscribe to the podcast.
Check us out at becomingevatoday.com
or email us at evamail@becomingevatoday.com.
See you next time.